your thoughts on the punishments handed out from the weekend and the fact that some got punished, but there were no sort of fouls called?
Yeah, I guess I was a little bit disappointed it wasn't picked up with the review during the game. So it really cost us four foul shots and a possession. So, look, we'll... It is what it is. I can't do much. I think Derek did the right thing and wasn't really in there, and JP was really protecting Derek because he had three guys on him. But, look, we accept it and move on.
Is there a case for maybe a third umpire, third referee, or someone sitting in a dugout making other decisions, you think, now in basketball?
Especially with the review. I don't think we want to go down that path. There's too much. So the referees reviewed it, but I'll be making a call today and find out why the referees didn't pick that up in the game. And, you know, if you get someone charged of throwing an elbow or fist, it should be ejected straight away. So I want to know why they didn't pick that up.
When the ref came over to you and told you about it, you actually motioning towards your jaw, as in there was connection there. Do you hope that maybe they look into it a bit further next time?
Yeah, well, I've seen it on the screen. So I've seen the same thing, the referees, and that's I'm just I'll have to find out why that wasn't picked up and make sure it doesn't happen again. But certainly no place for that kind of stuff in our game.
It took a long time to get any decision on the day, and it took a long, even longer time in the Illawarra Bullets game. What does that do to you from a game perspective? Are you comfortable with the amount of time it's taking to work things out when the refs do go over the laptop?
As long as they get it right. You know, I think last year we had a similar incident in Cairns when the ball was awarded the other way, and it shouldn't, then the referee was held accountable for that. So, look, it's the refs' jobs, and I'll leave that up to them, but we certainly want to make sure the right decision's made.
The other issue is that if someone wants to go to the tribunal, it goes tomorrow, game day again. So have you spoken to anyone about the fact that there is a delay between the game, the decision, and then potentially...
That's a really good question for the league. I've got no control of that whatsoever. So we just worry about what we can control.
The third man in rule seems to be the one of conjecture as to even a couple of players last night tweeting, OK, so we'll just let a bloke choke one of our teammates and we'll just stand and watch it. Are your players, do they know exactly what that rule is and what they have to do or not do?
Yeah, any time that you go into that, you don't want to escalate it, you want to calm it down. And the same as the coaches can get on the court to calm things down but not aggravate the situation or escalate it. And that's fair enough. We've got to make sure we're playing smart and don't do that.
JP seemed to be... The opponent to him, and I can't remember how weeks it was more of the aggressor, but JP's obviously copped the fine as well. Did you see it that way?
Look, JP could have done a better job just calming things down, and he was going in there to protect his teammate, which we all want to do, and I'll be upset if he didn't do it that. So, we cop it on the chin this time and move on. Or DC copped it on the chin, I guess.
What's your coaching message when something like that happens? Because you mentioned you can lose possession and give away shots.
Yeah, well,
how do you handle protect your teammate and don't give away the ball?
Well, that situation, we gave up four foul shots and possession. And we did that the other night too with Melbourne at home. We gave up four foul shots and possession. So it's a big consequence in game. We've got to be smarter with that and hopefully the right decision gets made out of that because it's a big consequence.
So it's a message to trust the referees to look after it rather than going in and looking after it.
I'd rather trust ourselves.
It's your first loss this season. Have you made any changes this week to your strategy?
Oh, look, I was really disappointed in our effort and how we played the game. So hopefully that's a one-off and we didn't handle that back-to-back game well. But now we're freshen up and we'll be ready tomorrow night.
And we'd be...
He's a great scorer, isn't he? And him and Damo had some great battles. He's won a couple, Damo's won a couple, and it's, if you watch that one-on-one battle, it's worth the admission and price alone. So his quality, we know that, and he's certainly on our radar.
What do you do with Bryce? How do you get him a little more confident? Or are you, a lot of people seem concerned that he's not playing like his 45-point game in the grand final. Are you concerned in any way? Do you need to free him up?
Yeah, I'll probably have to do a lot better job getting the ball where he needs to get the ball. So, you know, Bryce is that kind of player that can drop 15, 16 points in a quarter, and he's unselfish enough to give the ball up to make his make right options out there. He makes great decisions with the ball in his hand. We certainly have to do a better job getting him good, better looks.
Illawarra come with a win now, as opposed to last time they played you. They were coming off a couple of losses. losses, how different the task would they be?
Oh, well, look, we know, you know, we were played pretty poor in that first half against them, and then the second half our defence was outstanding, probably the best it's been this year. So we know we have to play against this team. They're a great offensive team, and they did a great job on Bryce last time. So we are aware of how good they are. We've got to answer from what we presented on Sunday. You know, we can't play like that again, and it's really the ball's in our court, so to speak.
Damo fit?
Yeah, he'll have a run around today. We just rested him up. He's getting a little bit long in the tooth, but yeah, he'll be nice and fresh.
Do you need to maybe those away games and the short turnarounds? Would you ever think about maybe not taking him on the road? Is that because he is getting a little older and he's so valuable?
It's probably handling that load a little bit better, and we've got some guys past 30 that we've got to do that with back-to-back games, so we'll make sure we're on it next time.
How are you this week? It's been a big week.
Yeah, big week. It's like I said to the guys, it's just to give them a bit of context yesterday about Dawn. And but the same thing, we just want to play the right way and make sure we have a bit of fun out there.
How important was it for you to address the team? Damien spoke about it yesterday and said how much he got out of it and how much the players got out of it. How much did you get out of just being able to let them know what your life's like?
Yeah, it was to give them that context. You know, I don't like to, I'm pretty private, and we're here. You don't want to bring burdens on the team when you can, but our worlds collide this weekend on Thursday night, so it was really to give them a little bit of context. But the same, having said that, we just want to play Wildcats basketball, and we do that, we'll do everybody proud.
She said you're gorgeous in pink, is that right?
We'll come Thursday night, mate. That's you know, it's a great initiative, and it's a worthy charity, and hopefully it's a sea of pink out there tomorrow night. I think there was, a lot of one-sided stuff. We got out rebound, we got out hustled, we got out defended, we got a lot of stuff out there. And when you get walloped by 21 points, it's not pretty. So we have to make sure that doesn't happen again. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck.